Thanks for talking to us.
Delighted to be with you.
Obviously, this isn't your first go around. Talk about why so many years later you still do want to be governor. And as you know, campaigns are difficult, grueling. It takes a toll on your family. Why go through all that again?
Because I care about this state. Governors can make a difference. I think my life experience, being a native in Colorado, naturally I love this state, but being comfortable in rural Colorado, having run businesses as a farmer, rancher, we're doing that now, representing a urban district and then having banks, which were very much in urban Colorado, have the background and experience necessary to do the job.
A lot of pundits are saying this is a Republican momentum year. Did that factor into your decision to run?
Well, if it was another 2006, I might have been less enthusiastic because that was a tough year.
You've talked in the past about the strict gun laws that Democrats passed, and you'd like to repeal those. Would you like to repeal all of them or just certain ones?
Well, the ones that the governor signed were pretty ill-conceived, and the sheriffs, tried to tell him that they couldn't enforce them. The high-capacity magazine is a problem, but so is the universal background check, because the private part of the private sales, I've asked the sheriffs, how do you regulate this? And they throw up their hands and say, I don't know.
Is there anything that stands out to you that the legislature and the governor has signed beyond the gun stuff that you'd also want to repeal or any other regulation?
Why in the world do we have to regulate the capacity of toilets? I mean, that's just one of those many, many ridiculous examples of government sticking their nose in our very personal business, in this case, where they really don't belong.
And the state recently enacted stricter rules on oil and gas drilling regarding methane emissions to cut down on pollution. Is that something you support?
No, the oil and gas industry, is, if you're really going after methane, is down the list considerably and actually been doing a better job of controlling that. I think this was regulation because they can. But this will be the sixth or seventh year in a row where the state has put more regulation on that one industry, oil and gas. And what are we getting? Less oil and gas companies investing in Colorado, more of them leaving Colorado. Everybody wants a safe, clean environment. But we also need to harvest the resources that we've been blessed with here.
You've said you don't support the Personhood Amendment. You do back civil unions. And then I guess this is back to oil and gas. You will not be supporting, if they do go to the ballot, local control on those drilling decisions. You know, those are all three positions Hickenlooper has. There are definitely some areas of agreement, it seems, between you two.
Oh, I'm sure there are, and that doesn't surprise me. I think on any two people, you're probably going to find some areas of agreement. The problem I have with John and what he's done is his convoluted way of, I think to say leading is even torturing the word a bit. He seems to have an aversion to doing just that. The death penalty non-decision with Nathan Dunlap, he took an oath to enforce the laws of the state of Colorado. He kicks the can down the road and says, let the next governor deal with it.
Do you personally oppose the death penalty?
No, I support our death penalty. And philosophically, there are some Catholic clerics, bishops, that are anti-death penalty. That is a philosophical, a personal position that they hold. That is not church doctrine. I don't have a bloodlust. I won't rejoice the day Nathan Dunlap is executed.
Was it a tough decision to come to? Did you have to grapple with it?
I did grapple with it because I do believe there are moral arguments on both sides of that issue.
Since 2006, have you changed personally, or have there been policy positions you may have evolved on since then?
I don't know if evolved so much as maybe matured, I would say, because I've had a lot of time to think about who I am, the experiences I've had. If anything, I'm better prepared now than I was at any point before for the challenge of being governor. It is a weighty, awesome task.
Thank you. That's Republican gubernatorial candidate Bob Beaupre. Thanks for talking to us.